104.9 for audio, Westminster Presbyterian Church live streaming Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. services at westminsteropc.com. First Baptist Church of Barnstall will be on KPGM 1599.1 Sunday at 10:45. Spirit Church moving to online services. Grace Community Church online service Sundays at 10:45 a.m. Bartlesville First Baptist Church drive-in service 10 a.m. Sunday. Park in the East parking lot. Highland Park Baptist Church will move to online services or on Facebook. First Wesleyan Church in Bartlesville is closed with streaming online at 9 a.m. traditional and 10:30 contemporary Sunday services. First Church of the Nazarene will air on KYFM and online at Facebook. Victory Worship Center is holding services Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. at 1550 South Keeler in Bartlesville and online. Gabriel Ministries will hold a parking lot praise Sunday at 10:30. Calvary Chapel Bartlesville having online services Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. A service of Truity Credit Union and Brian Kennedy Farmers Insurance. These have been your alternative church services due to COVID-19 on Bartlesville Radio, the ones you trust.
Listen to K1 anywhere and with Amazon Echo.
Alexa, tune to KWON Bartlesville.
Getting station KWON.
One more way to enjoy your favorite station. K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
Time now for the Green Country Gardener with Larry Glass. The Green Country Gardener is brought to you by Green Thumb Nursery, Jensen Tractor Ranch, Peter's True Value, United Rentals, Overlees Woods Lumber Company, ABS Performance, LPL Painting Company, also Groves Fine Woodworks. Sharpen your shovels. It's time for the Green Country Gardener. Well, while your brother's picking, we're sharpening.
Sharpen.
Good morning and welcome. It's time for the Green Country Gardener. And we've got Larry Glass here with us. I'm Tom, and phone lines are open, as always, at 1-800-749-5936. Lots of sunshine.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Oh, yeah. Golly, finally. It's the surface of the ground is a little bit dry. Uh-huh. We planted a tree yesterday.
You planted one?
As something we do a lot of.
Yeah, I know.
I got one to plant today, too. And it was wet down there.
I bet.
Underground. Yeah, it was. And I told her, well, you just kind of look at the root ball. If it dries out, give it a little water. So it's kind of wet out there, but still it's great weather for planting annuals.
It
annuals
is.
And things, mm-hmm. Yeah. And we've been selling a lot of those. We've had a lot of people in the nursery. Buying plants and things. It's good to see everybody out and playing in the yards.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Out in that fresh air and sunshine. You can't beat it. Golly. Uh-huh. Anyway, it's a little bit wet, so watch out. Here come the bugs.
You know, every time we got a good thing.
Here come the bugs.
Here come the bugs.
Yeah, so watch out for those insects, especially things like mites and whatnot. And I think if we have some drying in between the rain periods, like we have had a little bit. I don't think long fungus will be much of a problem. But anyway, you just kind of want to watch that. Somebody came in and they said their lawn's getting a little phytophthora on it. You didn't know what it was. I told them what it was, and I get this puzzled look, you know. Yeah, just some daconil or, you know, a good lawn for a fungicide to take care of that. But it was I think he waters too much anyway.
You know, when you water when it's rainy, things happen.
Oh, I've seen that, yeah. My neighbor's sprinkler system goes every day, rain or shine. But they're out of town. He didn't tell me how to get into the house and change the tire. But anyway, so, yeah, we don't, you know, just and the Bermuda grass really is coming along. We're starting to get some stoloniferous growth on the Bermuda grass. That is those little long strings that hang out from it. Those are stolons.
Yes.
And runners, if you will, in other words. And they're starting to run a little bit. Typically, that happens when we get some consistent warm weather.
a couple of days in a row.
Yeah. Oh, the Bermuda grass was going on really, really good till it got down to 27
then
degrees.
Then it kind of stopped.
It stopped. And everybody's grass was brown again. I said, oh, no. What are we going to do? But it's coming back just fine. Mm-hmm. And the fescue grass, I was at a house this last week. Absolutely beautiful. And I said, this is the only fescue lawn I've seen in town that is adequately fertilized because it looks really nice.
Mm.
He said, yeah, doesn't it look great this year? I said, yeah, your fescue grass should really be at its absolute peak at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Color-wise, it should be this deep emerald color. And if it isn't, it's you're not feeding it enough. Mm-hmm. So
fertilizer and a little bit of iron?
Yeah, a little bit of iron helps too. It's in an area where the soil was it's not the best in town, but nonetheless, he's having some really good luck with his fescue grass.
Great.
So it can be done here. The important thing is, though, on the grass, we can do some tips for a great lawn.
Let's do that.
Okay. Choose your top performing grass varieties, such as U3, Bermuda, Matrella Zoysia, or a fescue blend. When we're doing some zoysia work this week, and I like to use the Myers or the Matrella. There's some other varieties of zoysia grass that I really like to use, but U3 is a good variety of Bermuda grass. There are several varieties out there, mm-hmm. but U3 is the most popular one. It seems to hold better up in with spring dead spots, stuff like that, with Bermuda grass. Mm-hmm. It's kind of second to native Bermuda grass, which doesn't seem to get it, but anyway. And I like to use fescue blends. Now, if you want fescue lawn sodded, you better get on the ball because it has to get established before it gets hot.
Okay.
So we're running out of time on that. Here it is, 1st of May. And
hard to believe.
I know, Jiminy Christmas. And then the end of May, the 1st of June, it's too late to try to establish any fescue grass. So you got 30 days right now to get that done. That is the sod. You're too late for the seed, though. The best time to do fescue seed is in September.
Mm-hmm.
So if you miss, you miss the boat. But anyway, always test your soil first. Doing a lawn is a big investment, and you want to know, you kind of need to know what's going on down there. Mm-hmm. And a $15 investment with extension service is not that big an expense compared to the $5,000 you're going to spend on your lawn. So, and you also need to know how to adjust your pH and your nutrient levels. You'll get all that information with a soil test. Another thing, very important, measure your surface area. You don't believe how many people come to the nursery and ask, how many square feet do you have? Well, I don't know. So you need to know your lawn surface area before you can really put on any kind of fertilizer or weed killer or anything like that.
Yeah. So you know how much to get. Yeah.
These chemicals can be so strong, you need to take the guesswork out of it and know exactly what you have. Mm-hmm. I've seen so many people almost kill their yards by overdosing with pre-emergence. So you want to know your square footages, read the instructions, and apply that amount needed for that amount of square feet. Because too much...
It's not good.
It's harmful, though. The grass doesn't have kidneys. They can't just pass it out.
No.
You just have to make sure you have enough, that square footage. And also understand your soil and water requirements. There's such thing as soil structure and percolation rate and everything else. It's easy to overwater your yard, too. We go to some people's houses when we plant trees. And the grass is really easy to get up. You just grab it and pull because the root system is not established deep enough.
No.
They become dependent on irrigation systems. And it's difficult to keep the water levels. Well, it's not difficult. You just push a button.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, that's not good for your lawn, especially when it gets hot, especially if we go into water rationing.
Yeah.
Which, with a 6-inch surplus, that ain't going to happen.
No, not for a while.
It can happen. And you want to make sure your yard, it's just wasteful. You spend a lot of money on water. And some of it even goes down the drain. So make it so your grass can tolerate a dry period and not really be affected. And you do that by establishing deep roots. And you establish deep roots by watering infrequently and fairly deeply, but infrequently. Okay?
Very good.
Like I said earlier, read and follow those product instructions very closely. adjust mowing height and frequency to the weather. The hotter, the higher on your grass.
Gotcha.
Kind of a quote from Star Trek.
Nanu, nanu.
Yeah, that, yeah. But you do that real well. There you go.
I had a little practice.
Live long and prosper. But anyway, so you want to, as time progresses, you want to raise the mower up a notch. Get into the point where the mower's on training wheels by the time July hits. So. So you do want to try to get the grass level up higher. Okay. That's really crosses all platforms of the grass, really.
Well, we did the scalping earlier. We're now up to the first thing and probably getting close to the second.
I have my mower set on 2 1/4.
Yeah.
In other words, the front wheels are set on 2 and the back wheels are set on 3. Mm-hmm. And it kind of halfway in between.
Gotcha.
And it makes for a really good looking lawn right now. It's really nice and low.
Cool.
And when mid-May or so, when the heat gets, I'll set the front wheels up to 3 and eventually make it all the way up where I'm putting duct tape on the wheels to get it high enough. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so you do want to kind of raise it up as you go. Be willing to invest time and effort. You must be observant. In other words, look at your grass. Be critical of the color. Be critical of the density. Look at bare spots. You have to take a critical eye on it and see how it looks. And, of course, keep the mower operating properly.
Got to do that.
Air filters, spark plugs, and stuff. My mower says you don't need to change the oil. I said, no, I change it.
Yeah, and I do, too. I don't trust that.
New air filter every year, new spark plug. It runs like a champ. Starts right up the first pull. So keep the mower in good shape, because if it breaks down, good luck trying to get one fixed in a time frame.
Next thing you know, you're up to your knees and, you know.
So keep that blade sharp and get a blade balancer.
Oh, yeah.
I've had mine for, golly, 35 years. Mm-hmm. It's a little thing. It's got a base on it, and it looks like a top.
You put the
blade on it, and it goes up and down, and then you grind a little bit off to make the heavy side lighter. It works great.
Wow.
It makes a perfectly balanced blade, and you go down there. So anyway, keep the blade sharp.
On the list, get a blade balancer.
Yeah. They're not that expensive. And if you have a grinder, angle grinder or a grinding wheel, a lot of people have angle grinders and grinding wheels. Come on, we have to have that stuff. We're men. We have to have a grinder. Yeah. And keep the
garage has a sharp. Mighty nice tool bench. And I think you got one of everything in there. So
now, getting down to fertilizer, Bermuda grass, you can sod Bermuda grass at any time. Mm-hmm. And zoysia grass, you can sod that at any time, hot or cold. But fescue sod, not any time. You need to do that while it's cool. So anyway, dethatch, right now, you should have your yard dethatched and maybe a pre-emergent put down in April. Light application in May is when we start getting in with the higher nitrogen applications on the Bermuda and zoysia. Mm-hmm. And May is the last time you want to fertilize your fescue grass.
Very good.
Your fescue lawn should be 1.5 inches tall at this point. And when it gets into June, July, and August, it should be 2 inches in June, 3 inches in July, 3 inches in August. And in August, you can start to knock down your fescue grass a little bit just to freshen it up. When it gets cool, it starts to grow again.
Got it.
So Bermuda grass right now, you can establish seed all the way between 1st of May all the way to the end of August. And use a fairly high nitrogen fertilizer, 16:8:8 or something around that, with little emphasis on the nitrogen. I like to put a little emphasis on the iron, too, for the Bermuda grass. It makes a darker green color. The same follows through with zoysia grass. And in September, you do a 10-20-10 in your Bermuda and your zoysia. And then you start your fertilization on your fescue grass and a pre-emergent time in September for the weeds and everything else. So. And then October, November, you don't do too much, with the exception of fescue grass for your fertilize and mow. And so.
Keep it good.
And in fescue grass, you do sod in, you're writing this down, right? October, November, December, and January, and February, March, April, and May, you do sod for fescue. So there's quite a, depending on your yard, there's a lot of activity right now going on in the grass.
Just make sure you got that scheduled and you're ready to go.
I can make a copy of this. Come by the nursery. We can run a copy for you. It's just a quick list of things to do for your lawn.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back more with Larry Glass right here on the Green Country Gardener. Right now it's 8:21. We've got a 2-minute timeout.
Brent Walker's in from United Rentals. And Brent, why would somebody want to rent as opposed to just going out buying a piece of gear?
Rentals works great just for the one-time use, two-time use type person versus laying out that kind of dollars for bigger and heavier equipment.
Weather around Oklahoma can cause power outages, and you've got generators for people.
We have generators from the small, we call them suitcase size, all the way up to large to run buildings, homes, businesses. So we can get you taken care of with generators.
United Rentals in Bartlesville, 3801 Southeast Knowatta Road. Call to reserve your equipment rentals, 918-333-9580.
Spring is here and Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses is open. For those of you that don't want to get out, Green Thumb offers curbside service or delivery to your home. Ultraviolet light kills viruses and Green Thumb's plants are treated with ultraviolet light by Mother Nature. And arriving weekly, vegetable, herbs, trees, and shrubs. So come see what's new at Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Knowatta Road. Bartlesville's largest selection of quality plants and more. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5. Sunday, noon to 5.
Don't paint yourself in a corner. Call LPL Painting and Company, professionally painting in the Bartlesville area for 20 plus years. All finishes, all surfaces, perfection corner to corner. You'll find their portfolio online or on Facebook. LPL Painting and Company, that's LPL Painting and Company. Fully insured, offering free estimates. Just call 918-214-1999 for consult and estimate.
Not only will you find top quality, low-priced, new and used vehicles at Roman Chevy Buick in Independence, but they also boast a top-notch parts and service department. Roman's has a full staff for big and small jobs, along with the best prices on tires in the area. Need a quick lube oil change? No need to make an appointment, because they can get you in and out in no time, and prices start at just $29.95. Featuring certified GM technicians, count on the finest service around at Roman Chevy Buick, 2313 West Main in Independence.
Over. It's just beginning, that's for sure. Good morning. Welcome back to the Green Country Garden. It is 8:23. Phone lines open at 1-800-749-5936. And Larry, we talked about the lawn. What do we got going on now?
Oh, golly. We got at the nursery, we have all kinds of annuals and perennials.
Mm-hmm.
And all kinds of trees. And on your trees, watch out for the little inchworms on your crab apples and your oaks right now.
Okay.
That's been kind of a problem in the past. Their occurrence is somewhat cyclical. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen much of it yet. However, it can. You want to look closely and see. They also affect the dwarf yellow pine hollies, these little tiny inchworms. So
about an inch long.
Yeah, so an inch long. Next time you're out getting a newspaper or something, or going to get the mail, I guess, mm-hmm. get the newspaper. look at your dwarf yellow pine hollies, mm-hmm. and look for little tiny worms on them. Mm-hmm. And they can actually they'll strip. Dwarf yellow pine holly, just strip it clean. It looks like you got a scrub brush out in your front yard. But
they're kind of powerful for tiny little things.
Yeah, they are, but they travel in herds.
Oh, they do.
Yes. They travel in herds.
You got a herd of inchworms.
But anyway, if you do get that problem with the dwarf yellow pine holly, they will come back just fine. Mm-hmm. They're very resilient plants. That's why they're one of my favorites in the landscape. So anyway, BT will work real well. Bacillus thuringiensis, mm-hmm. it's a very, very microbial, it's a microbial type insecticide, mm-hmm. bacteria, and it paralyzes the little critter's stomach, so they don't eat anymore. So it's kind of turned into bird food real quick. So now's also a good time to plant some trees. Like I mentioned earlier, we planted mm-hmm. a couple trees this week. We've got one on tap for today. We're getting new trees all the time. We have oaks, maples, lots of Japanese maples, which are really going this year. People are just buying
really?
Them. Yeah. Because wow. they're really making a really nice show out in the landscape, all the rain we've had. Mm-hmm. And they're holding up pretty well and all the wind, too.
Great.
We got a caller?
I think so. I'm going to go to it right now. Hi, good morning. You're on with Larry Glass right here on our Green Country Gardener program. Got a question?
Yes, I have some horseradish here that I did not harvest last fall because I got busy with other things. But I tell you what, I've got flowers coming up on this stuff.
Cool.
Do I want to pull that off or what?
The horseradish root will survive and do okay. So,
Well, I mean the flower, the horseradish itself is flowering.
Oh yeah. So, I mean, do you want to
harvest? Well, wait a minute. Yeah, that's a flower. Yeah.
So you want to harvest the horseradish at this point, or just cut off?
Well, no, I'll harvest it in the fall. That's fine.
Not sure.
But now I know rhubarb. You want to take the flowers off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do the same thing with horseradish or not?
I would say it would be a safe bet to go ahead and take the flowers off.
Okay.
It does take some energy out of the plant.
Okay. So. We don't want to do that.
Well, not at all. You want that horseradish, yeah.
You bet.
Get your Grey Poupon going, yes.
Okay. I just broke it off.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you for calling.
All right. And we've got the phone line open for you if you have a call or a question at 1-800-749-5936. Back to you, Larry.
Sure. Anyway, we're getting new trees in all the time, too. So.
Mm-hmm.
So the dogwoods, we had some really good dogwoods, and they put on a really nice show this year.
Great.
The Korean dogwoods are beginning to bloom, mm-hmm. Cornus calca, and they're really, really nice. We planted one yesterday, and they're a really nice plant. So, a dogwood and a maple, I guess, mm-hmm. and a redbud, too. We planted a lot of stuff this week.
You've been busy.
Yeah, I've got to plant a maple today. So anyway, so those are the Korean dogwoods are coming into bloom right now, so... And actually, we were planting one kind of next to each other in this composition we did. We did a Cornus Florida, which is the traditional.
Oh, goodness. Thank you. You all righty there?
Oh, yeah, a little sneeze.
God bless you.
Yeah, thank you. Anyway. Can you sneeze on the air? I don't know if it's...
No, I took care of you.
Is it legal?
Okay. Yeah, you can. Well,
okay. Yeah. Anyway. So we planted a Cornus Florida and a Cornus calca, so they have an extended bloom.
Okay.
The plants are at two different elevations, and kind of separated a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the Japanese maple behind them, so it's really a nice-looking composition. So they're going to have some extended color show.
Great.
Over, you know, every time with the Japanese maple and the dogwoods, and then there's some azaleas planted there too. So anyway, the Korean dogwood, if you want one that's a little more tolerant of our growing conditions, perhaps you might consider a Korean dogwood. We have two pink ones up by the front door.
Oh, so you just see them right there?
Yeah. Every day the blooms.
Blooms?
The blooms get a little bit bigger.
Really?
So they're putting on a nice show, too. So anyway, that's kind of the deal with dogwoods. But golly, they're just making and the fringe trees, we've got a few of those.
Mm-hmm.
Chionanthus. They're not really well known. They're a small tree, if you will.
Okay.
And the flowers on them are kind of interesting. They look a bit like fringe.
Fringe.
Yeah, the Surrey with the fringe on the top, you know.
Okay.
From Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Anyway,
this would be the tree with the fringe on the top.
That's exactly.
Okay.
And the flowers are white. And mm-hmm. they're really quite showy. So we have a few of those on hand right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of it. Shrubs, of course, are a very important part of the landscape. They add color and backdrop and what I call seasonal stability to the landscape.
Mm-hmm.
When you do a landscape design, you want to make sure it looks good in January. And you also want to make sure it looks good in July. So you need something, at least a base with some stability to it. And all the other shrubs can do their stuff around it, but you have to have a good base of hardy shrubs just to keep it looking good all year round. So that's kind of what they do.
And that's why people call Larry. They say, hey, it sounds like a great idea. How do I do it? I'll be right over.
Yeah, the shrubs, they add color, backdrops, and seasonal stability to the landscape, and you can use them to hide unsightly stuff and neighbors, too. Anyway, containerized shrubs can be planted about any time.
Okay.
So really, there's no time limit. We landscape every single month of the year.
Yeah, you do.
And we are so busy. This last 2 years, there have been no breaks.
None.
Yeah, so we've been really working hard to get all this stuff in the ground. And anyway, they can be planted anytime. There's no seasonality. In July, we plant them, August, and they do just fine.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
It is 8:30, and we'll be back after this two-minute timeout.
Snag some bargains of the month at Peter's True Value. For backyard grilling, Kingsford Charcoal is the king of briquettes. Peters has a two-pack of 20-pound bags for $17.99. Make your yard the envy of the neighborhood with Scott's Turf Builder. Just $14.99 after instant in-store $2 rebate for a bag that'll cover 5,000 square feet. And keep your lawn green and growing with a 50-foot Tekor Apex 0G garden hose, $29.99. Peter's true value in Dewey.
Remember your high school days? Those are memories you can never forget. K1 will be helping bring the senior class of Caney Valley Ramona High School together on the air and on K1TV.com this afternoon beginning at 1 for Class Days 2020. Listen as Caney Valley Ramona seniors are highlighted as they reminisce and talk about their school days courtesy of Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Ramona Chamber of Commerce, Total Communications, and Total CSI. The Caney Valley Ramona seniors will entertain you with conversation and play their favorite music on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Class Day is brought to you by Bartnett IP, Senator Julie Daniels, City of Ramona, and Representative Daryl Fincher. Join Caney Valley Ramona High School students this afternoon beginning at 1 for Caney Valley Ramona Class Day on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3 and K1TV.com.
Join Redeemer Lutheran Church this Sunday at 1 p.m. in their parking lot for a live church service. Tune your radio right here to K1 1400 or 93.3. Can't join in person? Still listen on the radio or on your Bartlesville radio app. Or feel free to watch live on the Redeemer Lutheran Church Facebook page at your leisure. Download sermon notes and PowerPoint of the service at RedeemerBartlesville.org. And tune in Sundays at 1 p.m. on 1400 93.3 K1 for a live drive-in church service from Redeemer Lutheran in Bartlesville.
Good morning. It is 8:33, and welcome to the Green Country Gardener program. We've got Larry Glass in studio, and we've got the phone lines open here at 1-800-749-5936. That's a toll-free call, and I think we got one burning, so let's go to the phones right now. Good morning, and welcome. You're on the Green Country Gardener program.
Good morning. Happy Saturday.
And to you.
Yes, well, one last, Larry, I had monkey grass, and it seems to be spreading and showing up here and there. Is there some treatment that you get to remove that?
Yeah, basically digging it up is the best way.
Well, it seems to be spreading around here and there. That would be a lot of digging. There's no treatment you can spray it with very much.
You can try a higher concentration of Roundup. It might control it. But it has such a heavy root system that a lot of herbicides have a difficult time really controlling it.
It's pretty tough stuff.
Yeah, it's good old tough stuff to have. If you got erosion problems somewhere, golly, you can't ask for much of anything more, really.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. But other than that, it's the new variety, the newer varieties of Larry Ope, the Big Blue, and the Silvery Sunproof, those are clumping types. The spreading tendency has been bred out of it pretty much on the new stuff. So, but anyway, yeah, if it's spreading like that, it's difficult to get rid of. I've seen some people that actually use it in their lawn just as a grass, and it's kind of easy to maintain. But it's
got a pretty tough stem.
It does. It's tough stuff.
Mm-hmm. Even to mow, and it pops up a little faster than regular Bermuda.
Aye. Okay. Anyway, so. Yeah, physical removal is the only really complete way to completely get rid of it without kind of sterilizing your soil. So sharpen
that
shovel.
But thank you very much, Larry.
You got to get that shovel good and sharp.
All right, thank you for your call. Let's go to line, what do we got here, line two. Hi, good morning. Welcome. You're on the air. Question for Larry?
Yeah, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sure can.
Okay, so I've got bagworms, and I was wondering if you guys could speak to what risk that poses to my tree and how to get rid of them.
It's a high risk to your trees, really. And at this point in time, the BT, the thuricide, or the Bacillus thuringiensis will control them.
Okay. All righty. Just one application?
You should. There is a lot of residual effect because it is a bacterial spore. So it has some good residual effect on it, too. So, however, with the way it rains around here, you probably want to reapply now and then. But anyway, so, yeah, the bagworms, once you see them, a lot of them, they haven't all sprouted out yet or grown yet. So it you probably have a rather heavy infestation if you see a few of them right now.
And what was the name of it?
It's three ways to think of it. BT is one name for it. Thuricide is another one, and the generic form is Bacillus thuringiensis.
Okay, easy for you to say.
Okay, I know. I deal with this stuff all the time. So, yeah, go to any place and ask for some BT or dipel is another name for it. But the people in charge should know what BT is.
Okay. Great, I appreciate it.
And say it's to control bagworms, and yeah, they'll know what to do.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thank you very much. Right now it is 8:36, and the phone lines are somewhat open at 1-800-749-5936 to get in with the Green Country Gardener Program. And let's go to line 17. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Larry?
Yeah.
Okay, I have those little violets in my yard all the time. I've tried many different things. I actually have a lot of lawn service, and every year they say, we can knock those babies out, and they just feed them. So do you have any ideas on those?
Yeah, they just feed them. Yeah, violets are a broadleaf, and you can probably get pretty good control with just simple some Trimec. Or you know, a 2-4-D configuration. I think they've kind of. Pardon?
I'm going to say it's in fescue grass.
Right. Yeah. The fescue is not affected by 2-4-D and Trimec.
Okay. Very good. And I never let them go to bloom. So, are they just spreading by the root system?
Both. When they bloom, they have seed pods that dry out, and then the seed pods literally explode, and the seeds just fly around everywhere. And they do have some root growth expansion, too, but their primary means of taking over your lawn is through seeds.
Okay. 2,4-D, and what was the other?
The same. Trimec and 2,4-D are the same thing, basically.
Okay. Okay, and y'all have that there at the store?
Yeah, you just need a broadleaf weed killer, and that should knock them out.
Okay, I hope. If I just feed them, I'm going to let you know.
Now, one thing, violets are kind of a sign of poor soil, too, so you might want to up the ante on the fertilizer a little bit, too.
Okay, we can do that. Now, at your store, do you have the whatever it is that you can use to sample soil moisture and a kit to do the soil test?
We don't have a soil moisture meter, but we do have, I'm pretty sure we have some kits there.
Okay.
They're little little science lab things with the test tubes and all that. They're kind of fun.
Okay.
But it'll give you a good quick analysis of what's going on.
Good. Okay. Hey. Appreciate your show. Have a good day.
All
be
right.
safe, my friend.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right. Take care. We're going to take a quick break. It is 8:39, and we'll be back after this four-minute timeout.
Spring is here, and Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses is open. For those of you that don't want to get out, Green Thumb offers curbside service or delivery to your home. Ultraviolet light kills viruses, and Green Thumb's plants are treated with ultraviolet light by Mother Nature. And arriving weekly, vegetable, herbs, trees, and shrubs. So come see what's new at Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on No Water Road, Bartlesville's largest selection of quality plants and more. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, noon to 5.
Radio goes on. Bartlesville Amateur Radio Club, one of the original physical distancing endeavors, meets every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on the club repeater 146.655, PL tone of 88.5 is required. You don't have to be a member of the club to participate. All licensed hams are welcome. This radio reminder brought to you by Davis Family Funeral Home and Crematory, Walker Brown and Dewey Chapels. A radio reminder.
Truity Credit Union and Bartlesville Radio want to recognize people who are making a difference in the fight to combat COVID-19.
These hometown heroes like doctors, nurses, and medical workers, EMTs, police, firefighters, essential retail and food service workers, caregivers, sanitation workers, and more are serving us during this unique time. These are the people who don't have the option of working from home.
Help us thank them. Simply take their picture, then go to BartlesvilleRadio.com and click on the Hometown Heroes link under the Community tab. Let us know who they are and what they do.
Let's show our appreciation to those who are serving us each day. Our Hometown Heroes on Bartlesville Radio, brought to you by Truity Credit Union.
Hi, this is Rod McElvain, pastor of Grace Community Church. You know, in tough times, we search for strong leaders. But what happens when we're in the midst of a global crisis and we're facing serious questions about our safety and our future? We need a spiritual leader. And Psalm 23, a famous songwriter, reveals why God is the best of all possible leaders and how his leadership allays our fears. I invite you to join me for a seventh time of interactive prayer as we ask God to break into our city and lead us to a place of confidence and strength as our state opens up for business. Please join us this Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. here on KWON 1400 or FM 93.3 or on Facebook Live or on kwontv.com. If you'd like, you can download a new prayer outline by clicking the Pray for Our City button at bartlesvilleradio.com. So please tune in this Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. and let's pray together for the life of our city.
We had so much fun with Shut-In Songbox, round six.
Yes!
How old are you, Cody?
6 and a half.
You're 6 and a half. When will you be 7?
Not very long.
What songs did you have to make the tea?
Inspector Gadget, Math, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Transformers Song, Looney Tunes, and Bonanza.
With three great winners.
You won a canvas flag with a Bartlesville, Oklahoma printed on it from the Native Screen Prints.
More and more people are discovering Shut-In Songbox.
I'm just here with my sister, but we got the cards with our other friends.
Our son visiting from Oklahoma City, our other son visiting from Utah, our son that lives here in town and his wife. So we had a group of about 8 people playing it. This is our second time to play. Our friends introduced us to it last week, so we'll be back again.
Did you have fun, and will you play again?
Yes.
Ooh, crazy is what they think about me. Ain't gonna stop cause they tell me so. Cause 99 miles per hour, baby.
Good morning. It is 8:44 and the phone lines are open here for the Green Country Gardener Show. And the phone line is 1-800-749-5936. Larry, where did we leave off last? We took a lot of calls.
Yeah, we were talking about lawns last and watering. Hummingbirds are here.
They are. People have been looking for them.
Yeah, they're. So what could I plant for hummingbirds to feed them?
Mm-hmm.
There's a long list.
Okay. I thought there might be.
Yeah. So anyway, they really like salvia, lantana, monarda, honeysuckle, petunias, pentas, and azaleas, actually. And, of course, butterfly bush.
There you go. Yeah,
we have a lot of those. We grow some of our own out back.
You do?
Butterfly bushes, yeah. And the hummingbirds really like those. Honeysuckles, they like really well, too. And like flame acanthus, mimosas, weigelia, and coral honeysuckle, cypress vine, morning glories, they really like, too. They get up early in the morning, I guess.
Yeah.
And runner beans, trumpet creepers, the Kempis radicans, they really like that, too. So bee balms or monarda is a real big attractor of them, too. Cannas and cardinal flowers and columbines and coral bells. 4 o'clocks, foxgloves, hostas. I actually like hostas, too.
Mm.
And hummingbird mint. Kind of goes to say. But yuccas, fuchsias, impatiens they really like, too. And, there's just a lot of them they really like, so... Important thing is on the hummingbird feeder, get it out, is to use a 4-to-1 ratio of sugar to water on your solution. Make sure you boil it and let it cool down and put it in your hummingbird feeder. Mm-hmm. And don't leave it in there very long. They might not drink it all up. So And it's not that expensive, the sugar water. You just throw it out. I put my, I have five of them, and I keep three of them out, and depending on what's going on.
And then
I put them in the dishwasher. Works real well to keep them clean.
There you go.
So, and you kind of cycle them through. I like that. So the hummingbirds are here in town. A lot of my customers and going to their houses, I ask them, have you seen any hummingbirds? Mm-hmm. And when I come talk to them, oh, yeah, I've seen some of them. So they're they're back in town. So
tiny little things.
So if you want them, and they're really, really cool. We like to watch them in the backyard. On my one day off a week, and watch them fly around. That's kind of fun.
You know, but folks who have seen that on TV or something like that, they say, oh, well, that's neat. Well, wait till you see these busy little things with your own eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. TV there's makes them look like they're in slow motion.
Exactly. And I use the shepherd's hooks in the backyard.
The what?
Shepherd's hooks.
Okay.
And you can move them around easily that sure. way. Because uh-huh. you do want to move them because other insects kind of cue in on what, oh, this is good stuff.
Yummy stuff here.
Yummy. And the wasps do too. And so you have to kind of locate them around everywhere. And I tried to put my shepherd's hook in the ground. Well, it goes in about 3 inches and clunk.
Clunk, yeah.
Yeah, then I got to move it, clunk.
Doggone in Oklahoma, compacted soil.
No, it's not bad. It's solid limestone.
Oh, my goodness.
So I've even gone to the trouble of drilling holes, a 3/8-inch hole in a rock.
Wow.
And using a hammer and driving the shepherd's hook in a rock.
Ooh.
In that hole in the rock.
It's not going to move, Rog.
And no, it's heavy, though. So anyway, you want to... Try to encourage them. They're kind of fun to watch too, the hummingbirds.
They are.
So be good for them too. In the garden now, the foliage on the tulips and daffodils can probably cut at this point. So they've done their thing, replenished the bulb and all that. It's time also perhaps to divide the daffodils.
Mm-hmm.
Still know where the leaves are.
Well, you still have a point of reference, them. Folks.
The iris are just a little bit past peak right now at this point. And let them go ahead and replenish the bulb. We don't move or transplant iris until June, July, into August around there is when you want to do those. Mm-hmm. So kind of let them just sort of hang out a little bit and then get them. I've got a big clump of rebloomings in the backyard I need to thin out.
Mm-hmm.
So... Oh, of course, add some mulch. It's going to get hot and dry, so you want to add some mulch. So, also, you might support the peonies with tomato cages or something improvised like that because they're going to be really opened up pretty soon. We sold all of our peonies.
I bet.
It's amazing. People, some years they don't want them, some years they do. Anyway, they're all gone.
Well, this year they're looking good.
We're trying to get some more in. They're just now starting to open up. Usually when they open up and they're in full bloom, we have a big old storm.
About a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, we had a couple of them the heads on them were just so big, and all of a sudden, boom, and it's like, okay, here it comes.
Here it comes. And it rained cats and dogs.
There it comes, yeah.
Yeah. So, but they're extraordinarily easy to grow. The important thing is to have an area that's well-drained, lots of sunshine, and they do quite well. I have some smaller red ones growing on the east side of the bed by the fence, and they put on a really nice show all week. So they're kind of attractive. What will be coming up shortly on the peonies is the bacterial leaf spot.
Oh, yeah, gotta watch that.
Which can get pretty bad on them, especially when we have a lot of rainy weather. And there is a solution for that. I don't know that we have any at this point, but we do have occasionally we can probably get some in. It's a horticultural streptomycin, which does a pretty fair job of controlling the bacterial leaf spot. But in the case of my peony plants, they get it. But they come back every year just fine with the bloom. So, so anyway, the ones on the west side of the house, which started out on the east side of the house, which got moved to the backyard, which got divided, and then two clumps put in the front yard, they're getting ready to really pop.
We got some on our west about ready to go too. Just kaboom!
I have a very worn shovel at home.
I bet you do. Sharpened off.
It's sharpened. It's about worn out. Here, get me another one. So anyway, that's kind of the deal with peonies. They're very extraordinarily easy to grow, but the most important thing is don't pamper them too much, and give them a lot of sunshine, and they'll do real well for you too. Mm-hmm. So also a good time to do some planning for your landscape. Mm-hmm. I've got several of them on the board, and several of them, have been presented, and seven sold a few of them too. So anyway, see,
that doesn't hurt.
you kind of have to have an awareness that your house needs a little bit of help when it comes to the external appearance.
Yes. And
landscaping can do an awful lot to help out the outward appearance of the house without investing a whole lot of money. So we can work with that. The plan can be simple, it can be complex, it can be phased. Either way, there's several materials from which to choose, mm-hmm. as far as edging is concerned.
Yep.
Several plant materials to choose. What I talked about earlier is having it look good all year round. And then tell me if we need to take a break.
We do here in a moment.
I get a little chatty, but anyway. So it's a good time to think about getting a landscape plan. Just so you know how much it's necessary to spend.
And it's really easy. I tell folks, I'll just give you a call, basically.
Just call the nursery and then set up an appointment. Yeah. And I come out and we talk a little bit, and then I can come up with several solutions or just a single solution, mm-hmm. if you like it. So
it is a pretty easy process.
I guess so, yeah.
You make the call, Larry does all the work. That's how easy it is.
Right.
We do have to take this break, and we'll be back in just a moment. Right here, it's a four-minute timeout, and we'll be back with more.
From the time Frank Phillips completed his magnificent lodge home at Willow Rock in 1925 until Jane's death in 1948, they entertained the rich and the famous from all over the world. Their guests included wealthy business legends such as John D. Rockefeller and Henry Sinclair, politicians such as President Harry Truman and President Herbert Hoover, entertainers Rudy Valli, Will Rogers, and Rubinoff, famous authors such as Edna Ferber, pilot Wiley Post, Elliot Roosevelt, son of President Roosevelt. The list goes on and on. As we look back on the parties and the stories and the deals that were being done at the lodge, we realize that it truly was the Great Gatsby of the Midwest. To most of Frank's guests who were visiting from the East or West Coast, and many times from Europe, they were truly seeing a glimpse of the Wild West that they had heard so much about. While in fact that era was long over by then, Frank Phillips loved the history and wanted to do everything he could to make sure that his guests received their money's worth during their visit to his lodge and to Willow Rock. With that in mind, it was not unusual for a carload of his guests to arrive at the gates of Willow Rock in their large black sedans and be stopped by masked bandits on horseback, taken from their cars and robbed of their wallets, jewelry, and purses, and then sent on their way by the thieves. What those guests didn't realize is that these were employees of Frank's who hurried back to the lodge on horseback, arriving well ahead of the cars. When the guests arrived at the lodge and burst into the house, telling their wild and terrifying story to Frank, he would smile and point to the table in the living room where the stolen loot was on display, compliments of Uncle Frank. Once their blood pressure had returned to normal, they too enjoyed Frank's welcome to the ranch joke. They came to see the Wild West, and Frank Phillips obliged in true Oklahoma fashion. And they left Willow Rock with stories that likely got bigger and bigger and bigger over the years. That same magic continues still today at this national treasure. Welcome home to Willow Rock.
She's always been there.
The cooking, the cleaning, laundry, rides. I can't begin to list all the things my mom has done for me.
And now she's even homeschooling.
Help us recognize your mom and give her a special gift, too, in the My Mom's Priceless Contest.
Each day through Mother's Day, Bartlesville Radio will be featuring one business who is coming alongside us to honor mothers.
You'll be asked to go to that business's website or Facebook page and discover something in the Mother's Day digital scavenger hunt.
Then email that information to mom@bartlesvilleradio.com and also tell us why your mom is priceless.
One lucky winner will be announced each day just before 5 p.m. and awarded a specific prize, plus Prize Tower Gallery Tour passes.
All entries will be eligible for the grand prize, a stay at the Inn at Prize Tower, gallery, tower tours, and a Copper Bar gift certificate.
Stay tuned to your favorite radio stations to win a $50 Visa gift card from Truity Credit Union, 3 platinum car washes from Mr. Clean Car Wash, $100 flower bouquet from Flowerland, 1 dozen variety cupcakes from the Cupcake Bar and Bakery, and a mother's ring from Wendell's Rock and Jewelry,
and the grand prize from the Inn at Price Tower and Copper Bar.
Join us in the digital scavenger hunt as we celebrate that My Mom's Priceless.
Find out what's going on in the church around the world as Bartlesville's Voice of the Martyrs works to bring the Word of God to all the nations. Listen to AM 1400 KWON just before 9 o'clock Monday through Friday mornings for The Overcomers, brought to you by Brian and Little CPAs. The Overcomers is a daily update on the projects around the world where the church is being persecuted. That's The Overcomers, weekday mornings on AM 1400 KWON, brought to you by the accounting firm of Brian and Little CPAs.
Good morning. It's 8:56, and Larry, when we left for our commercial break, we were talking about how folks can kind of get a preview of what their surroundings could look like with the help of what you got going on. What this is a cool tool.
Yeah, we do basically a plan rendering of your area, your mm-hmm. house, and all that in your yard, and we also have the ability to show what it looked like from eye level. Horizontally as well as vertically above, so it's kind of a three-dimensional sort of thing.
And you make this into a movie, a little bit.
We can make a movie of your property,
like a little MP4 thing.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah. Wow!
So that's kind of cool too. So okay. We can
hook that up to the old big screen, see what that looks like.
Yeah, and I did a presentation this last week on a big screen TV.
And uh-huh.
It was really the people can get immersed into it, and it kind of shows. Not only the plants from the house and relationship, but the topography too is very important. Mm-hmm. In some cases, a landscape. Not everybody's yard is flat.
No.
So it's knowing how to deal with the topography, etc. Too. So anyway, that makes a really nice presentation. Lets you see what it'll look like, and then there's a little button on there called time and ages it. You can see what it'll look like mm-hmm. in 10 years and so on. I try to make a design when we do the estimate for it. We try to do for a three-year maturity on mm-hmm. it. So some of the plants are like 3-gallon plants. We got some 5-gallon plants. We got some 1-gallon plants. And the variable size, you just don't want to use all one size because they mature at different rates. Mm-hmm. So the ones, the kind of slow ones, or the ones that really don't get that big, you probably want to start maybe with a 3-gallon or something. Mm-hmm. And then the little dwarf mandinas are 1-gallons because they don't get that big and so on. So it's kind of silly to get a 5-gallon Liriope. Or it's kind of unnecessary to get a 3 or a 5-gallon dwarf Nandina because they don't get that big.
Thus the name.
But some other things like Rosa Sharons and some boxwoods, you might want to go with a bigger plant. So as they grow, they all sort of grow together and mature together too. And we can kind of indicate that too on a plant, how things grow. So it's kind of
that's
fun.
That's really cool.
It's kind of fun too. And in the estimate, we give you several scenarios. The last one I sent out had 6 different phases on it, or areas that can be done at a time. Mm-hmm. And you have to be careful how you do this phasing, because they have to overlap properly.
So everything has to work in synchronicity.
Exactly. You can't do this area without doing that area, that kind of a thing. So you have to be careful how things are phased on a phasing plan of the landscape plan, too.
What can we see at the store besides a little bit of everything this time of year?
We got a little bit of everything. We got a lot of stuff, and we've been selling a lot of things, too. So mm-hmm. we're running a little low on a few things, but we're getting it in and growing it as fast as we can. Mm-hmm. So it's a very busy time, and we're selling just a ton of plants. And good to see people coming in and smiling. They just love their plants and having a good time. And keeping their shovel sharp, too. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you, Larry. As always, you've been listening to the Green Country Gardener. And we got news at the top of the hour, and then also some local news on top of that, and a check of the weather. Stay tuned.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville.